President Trump will be in Michigan later today. He'll be over on the west side in Grand Rapids for his first campaign rally since the Mueller report was released to the Attorney General, the summary of which was made public over last weekend. Joining us right now from the Trump campaign is Mark Lauder. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, I appreciate you joining us. The president's going to have lots of new material tonight, isn't he?
Well, you know, I would say stay tuned. You know, the president is really looking forward to getting back to Grand Rapids. I remember I was on the 2016 campaign, and Grand Rapids was the last stop, our last campaign, which actually ended on election morning in Grand Rapids, where you had thousands upon thousands of people packing into the arena there to see the soon-to-be president-elect and vice president-elect at the time. It was great memory for the president, and I know they look forward to getting back.
Well, I know Michigan's been kind of lucky for President Trump, and he needs Michigan, doesn't he? I mean, Michigan's an important state in next year's election.
It absolutely is, but, you know, I'll even go beyond just the political side of it. I mean, America needs Michigan, and here's the thing that, I mean, the president went to Michigan so many times when no one thought that a Republican could win it. He told the people of Michigan, we're going to bring your manufacturing jobs back. And just think, in the last couple of weeks, we've had 7,000 new auto manufacturing jobs announced coming into the state of Michigan, including, I think, about 500 that were planned outside of the country. And then when you think about all the suppliers and the truck drivers that have to deliver those parts and all the things that are going to spin off of that, this is what the president promised he was going to do, and it's working.
I know one of the things the president's talked a lot about, and a lot of people in Washington have been talking infrastructure, and of course the biggest issue that our state is facing right now at a state government level, I think, is how to fix the roads that are in very poor condition. What can the president do? What can the federal government do to help infrastructure, not just in Michigan, but in a lot of states across the country?
Well, I'll tell you, before I came to Washington, D.C. with the president and the vice president, I worked for the governor of Indiana as Mike Pence and the governor prior to Mike Pence in the state of Indiana. And infrastructure is a problem in so many states. One of the things that we need, though, is Congress to be willing to work with this president to do a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Both sides talk about wanting to get something done. But right now, we've got a House of Representatives that's more focused on resistance than they are working together to find that commonality. And so I know that they're going to make another push toward infrastructure here coming up in the coming months and years. I'm hoping that Democrats and Republicans can do it, because it does, A, create jobs, but it also helps put to work the men and the women who are out there doing those construction projects. And let's just hope they can put partisanship and resistance aside and work together to get something done.
Well, absolutely. And that comes from both sides. Everybody likes to talk about bipartisanship, and nobody seems to like to negotiate or give an inch. And that's what it's going to take, really, to get any kind of agreement on that or anything, isn't it?
Absolutely. But unfortunately, what we have seen is, so far, we can't even get... You know, I mean, Democrats are more focused right now in the House of Representatives than doing investigation rather than legislation. And it's unfortunate. We've got the opportunity to work together if they can put their partisanship aside. And it's going to have to be bipartisan when you have a Democrat-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate. So we'll see if Congress can do anything. But so far, they're more interested in sound bites and hearings than they are about doing anything to actually benefit the American people.
What are some of the themes the president's going to hit at that rally tonight in Grand Rapids?
Well, obviously, I think he'll talk about the economy. He's going to talk about the growing jobs, the growing paychecks. I mean, we've had paychecks rising now last year, the fastest rate in 10 years. I would not be shocked if he mentioned something from the details over the weekend that after 2 years of the American people being lied to by Democrats and many of their friends in the mainstream media, only to come out with the report that found no collusion, no obstruction. I'm sure that will probably come up. And then he's going to talk about the need for people to keep fighting hard. This election coming up in 2020 is decided by the voters, going to be decided by the American people, who don't just rely on advertisements and mailers, that they go out there, they talk to their friends, they talk to their neighbors, they look at what they see in the mainstream media critically, and then look at the facts, because this is going to be a choice. Do we want to keep this economy strong and going, or do we want to turn over to socialism?
We will be tuned in tonight and hear what the president has to say. Mark, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining
us. Absolutely.
Take care.
Look forward to coming back.
All right.